Thank you for that. More of this in a moment. Two other stories. Put down that cup of coffee or tea or hot chocolate, particularly if it is hot. Hot drinks can give you cancer of the esophagus, so World Health experts are warning. Downing drinks at 65 degrees centigrade, or obviously higher, increases the danger, says the International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is part of the World Health Organization. They say no evidence shows that coffee in itself was carcinogenic, but any hot drink, tea, coffee, or soups, was a, quote, probable cause of cancer in the tube from the throat to the stomach. John Taylor runs the Leeds Group for the Esophageal Patients Association and suffers from the condition. What can you tell me about this research, Mr. Taylor? Good morning.
Good morning. There's been a lot of research on the possible causes of esophageal cancer, and it's occasionally been linked with alcohol, smoking, obesity. In Japan, there's a higher incidence than in the UK, and some people suggest it may be smoked food that may be a cause. And some are now linking it to the possibility of hot drinks. I'm not a healthcare professional. I'm somebody who's suffered from it. But I do recognise that some people suggest that there may be lifestyle causes of this traumatic disease.
Do you think anything within your lifestyle could have contributed to it, Mr. Taylor?
Well, I was talking to my surgeon at the time about it, and I wasn't a heavy drinker and I didn't smoke, and therefore we weren't really able to link it to a particular cause, and I think that's the case for many people who suffer from esophageal cancer. I think there's a lot of further research needed into the possible causes, and some of these suggestions may be significant, but I don't think it's a very clear connection at the present time. But I'm sure that research of this nature will cause some people concern, and my suggestion would be that if they are suffering from some of these following symptoms, like persistent, and we'd suggest every day for 3 weeks or more, of heartburn or indigestion, or food coming back up, or difficulty in swallowing, or pain and discomfort in the throat or back, then they should go to the GP and have it investigated.
What were the symptoms that you know that you recognised, that you noticed, Mr. Taylor?
It was difficulty in swallowing.
I see.
Pace, but when you look back, you recognise that you were suffering from indigestion and heartburn, but you didn't think it was significant.
And what is the treatment? How is your condition, might I ask? What treatment did you have?
I had something called an esophagectomy 5.5 years ago.
And what? I'm sorry, pardon my ignorance. What is that?
Well, it's basically a major operation. The it takes about 9.5 hours, the operation, and it involves removing part of your esophagus and part of your stomach, in my case.
And your health now?
Yeah, very good.
Good.
Very good. The nature of the operation is such that it does have an impact on you, particularly your eating and your digestive system. But I'm enjoying a good and full life. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Taylor. Good luck with your recovery. John Taylor, you run the Leeds Group for the Esophageal Patients. I'm sorry, I spattled with that word, Patients Association. You have the condition yourself, although pleased to hear the surgery has worked well for you.